I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for Monday, April 6th, 2026. Diamond grinding work on County Road M68 near Manning is expected to begin tomorrow morning and will likely affect motorists through the end of this week. Crews will be on site starting at 8 a.m. Tuesday, and they'll be smoothing the surface of Delta Avenue between Iowa Highway 141 and 300th Street, so the mile block just east of the city of Manning, and of course that's weather permitting. The road will remain open to traffic, but the use of flaggers and a pilot car may lead to slight delays for travelers. Work on this section of roadway is tentatively scheduled to end Friday, April 10th at 6 p.m., but that timing is dependent largely on favorable conditions for the contractors. This crew previously was working on Hawthorne Avenue between U.S. Highway 30 and Halber, and they'll return to that area after this work to finalize surface finish there and repainting of lines. Questions about the projects should be directed to Carroll County Secondary Roads at 712-792-3603. Organizers with the Animal Rescue of Carroll are preparing for their annual community garage sale fundraiser. According to shelter director Jessica Briggs, the event is slated for Friday, April 17th and Saturday, April 18th out at the shelter's location on East 10th Street, and they'll be spending the next few weeks collecting donations for that sale.
Everybody just brings their stuff. It's a free will donation when you're shopping it. We have taken such a large variety of different items. Like, we've had farm equipment, we've had washer and dryers.
She says the annual ARC garage sale is a great opportunity to clear out your home of gently used decor and other items from around your house during spring cleaning. However, there are a few items that ARC won't accept for the sale.
We accept about everything except for clothing and large furniture and large appliances.
Briggs notes donations are being accepted for the garage sale during the shelter's regular business hours for the next couple of weeks, basically right up until the sale opens. She says a quick call out to the shelter to arrange a donation makes the whole process much easier.
Usually people will call ahead of time and verify that I'm here and that what day if I need it, a specific day, because a lot of the stuff that we can't get inside and we have to stage outside, it's best to call and set up a time specifically for that so that we're available the day before the garage sale starts.
Money raised during the sale will be used to purchase new cat enclosures for the shelter, and any excess funds will be used to support the shelter's many other needs. For more information, check out the Animal Rescue of Carroll's Facebook page that's linked with this story on our website. And another construction update: due to unfavorable ground conditions and a potentially rainy forecast over the next several days, work on the 12th Street full-depth reconstruction project in Carroll has been delayed for a week. The city's contractor, Holstein Excavating LLC, was scheduled to begin work today, but they've decided to move the project start date to Monday, April 13th, so a week from today. The five-section construction schedule is not expected to be significantly impacted by that week delay. Utility providers like MidAmerican Energy and Alliant Energy have already started the process of utility relocations along the project's route, so affected residents should expect to see crews working in rights-of-way in advance of construction. But again, the 12th Street reconstruction full depth, which was scheduled to begin today, has moved to next Monday. And as the St. Anthony Regional Hospital prepares for its three-year campus reconstruction project, the hospital is implementing some temporary access changes, and those will get started tomorrow. The adjustments, which take effect on Tuesday, April 7th, are part of the hospital's master campus plan, and they're expected to continue over the next 3 years. So during this first phase of construction, the hospital's south corridor, which connects the radiology department with the lab, will be closed for about a month. Staff members will be available to help guide patients through alternate routes for their appointments. The emergency and admitting entrance will remain accessible and should be still used for emergencies and direct admissions, at least for the time being. Patients visiting the lab between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. should register at the St. Anthony Clinic, while those arriving after 3 p.m. should register at patient registration through that emergency entrance. Radiology and clinic patient registration procedures will remain the same during the construction period. Access to admitting protocols are subject to change for the duration of the project, and patients are encouraged to visit stanthonyhospital.org prior to their appointment for the latest guidance. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Stick around. More news after this on KCIM.
The ultimate 90s party comes to Jefferson on Friday, May 15th. House brings the ultimate 90s throwback extravaganza to Wild Rose Casino and Hotel on Friday, May 15th. Tickets on sale now at WildRoseResorts.com and the Iowa Store. round up the crew, leave the worries behind, and relive the 90s like you remember them. With Full House, only at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Jefferson.
Hi, I'm Sarah Foley, Foundation Director at St. Anthony Regional Hospital. At some point in our lives, every one of us, or someone we love, needs a hospital. It's where fear meets hope, where healing begins, and where compassion matters most. At St. Anthony, our mission has always been to care for this community, not just with skill, but with heart. And that care is strengthened through the generosity of people who believe in what we do. Gifts to the St. Anthony Foundation help bring innovative medical equipment, advanced technologies, and exceptional healthcare professionals right here to our hospital, so families can receive the care they need close to home. Some give today, others choose to remember St. Anthony when planning a will or a trust, creating a lasting legacy of faith, healing, and hope for future generations. However you choose to give, your generosity helps ensure that compassionate care is always here when it matters most. St. Anthony Regional Hospital Foundation. Together we heal, together we give, and together we make a difference.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Small modular nuclear reactors are scheduled to be built in Texas and Wyoming in the next decade, and Representative Hans Wills of Ottumwa says Iowa lawmakers should come up with some state guidelines for this new class of reactors that are smaller, less costly to build, and have fewer risks.
Because we're not the only ones trying to do this. So we need to look at all the components of what's going to make applications work the best, what's going to be this easiest entry for us to get into.
Will says it may be wise to build small nuclear reactors beside already existing power plants.
Where does the infrastructure already exist, and what's coming down the road?
For example, Will says it makes sense to build a small nuclear reactor near projects that are already planned to upgrade transmission lines, and Will is hoping wherever a reactor gets built spawns more business growth nearby.
If we're going to bring this industry to Iowa, which I think we should, then we need to bring all components of that industry to Iowa. When you build a Menards, there's three or four other outlying strip malls that come with it. Well, building this new nuclear industry, we knew back in the day kind of what followed it, but we don't know what that is today. So what other things are going to happen? What dominoes are going to fall? Or what other things are going to come to Iowa because of us putting in nuclear facilities?
Governor Reynolds appointed a nuclear energy task force in January, and Wills is a member of that group. The task force was scheduled to have its third meeting this morning in Des Moines, and the governor has asked the group to produce a final report for the state by early July. Construction is set to begin today on nearly $1.9 million of sidewalk improvement projects along Highway 9 and 75 in Rock Rapids on the other side of the state. That project will install and replace sidewalks and ramps and reconstruct some driveways along key portions of both of those highways. A transportation planner with the Iowa DOT says the goal is to bring the areas into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the project should be completed sometime during the 2026 construction season. Similar projects were launched in Audubon, Sheridan, Kimbleton, Larchwood, Osage, and Sheldon last year. Those were all part of a program that the Iowa DOT launched 14 years ago to address ADA compliance along state highways in smaller cities. New research shows more than 20% of Iowans are now working from home, something that's become much more common since the pandemic, but the option can also take a toll on Iowans' physical and mental health. Amanda Westfall, a community benefits specialist, says some people have very little human interaction all day, even to the extent of having their meals and groceries delivered.
You can very easily kind of hide yourself inside. So that would lead to more of that social isolation, feelings of loneliness, which really can impact our mental health and well-being. So it's important to get out, go grocery shopping, take time to go out for walks.
Westfall says it's crucial that people who work from home develop a healthy balance between their personal and professional lives. And she says human contact is vital.
Having those virtual meetings or maybe scheduling a lunch meeting somewhere with a coworker so that you're having that connectedness with your coworkers and you're not isolating yourself in your home.
While working remotely has distinct advantages like no commute time and being able to work in comfy clothes, Westfall says you need to build human contact into your routine.
You can think about your work day and can you work outside of the home a day? Can you go to a coffee shop? Can you go to the library just so that you're surrounding yourself with other people?
She also suggests establishing boundaries, like working a set schedule and not letting work interfere with your personal life after hours, or doing something as simple as removing the work email app from your personal phone to reinforce the disconnection. But that is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news right here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.